Siegfried Lenz. Siegfried Lenz is one of the most famous and eminent inhabitants of Elk. Not much is known about the customs officer's family into which he was born on the 17th of March 1926. He lived with his grandmother at Kaiser Wilhelmstrasse 103 when he started school. The house was near the bridge on the lake, at the back of the street. During the Second World War, he served shortly in Kriegsmarine. He was taken war prisoner by the British. After release, he studied literature, philosophy, and English in Hamburg. Between 1950 and 1951, he was cultural editor of Die Welt weekly. Since 1951, he has worked as a writer only, cooperating with press publishers, the radio, and giving lectures at universities. He was awarded many times by different bodies, but his most remarkable international success was the novel about moral conflicts in Nazi Germany, The German Lesson, filmed in 1971 and translated into 19 languages. Like Günter Grass, Siegfried Lenz was also involved into the idea of German-Polish conciliation. He supported Willy Brandt's policy of the normalization of German-Polish political relations. The writer was born in Elk, but only few inhabitants of the town have heard of this German classic. Lenz left his hometown on outbreak of war, and little is known about his childhood today. Yet the early period has been his literary inspiration. So zärtlich war Suleiken, so sweet was Suleiki, is a storybook containing examples of Masurian kind-hearted humor. The title village does really exist on Świętajno Lake near Olecko. Thus, Heimatsmuseum, the heritage, important among his works, is a vivid story of Masuria seen from the angle of the inhabitants of Łukowiec, Elk. Sigismund Rogala, the narrator, passionately collects historical items of his homeland because, as he believes, the knowledge of one's homeland is the beginning of the knowledge of the world. Like the inhabitants of Elk, the items ended up in Germany after the Second World War. Rogala burns his collection to save it from becoming relics of homesickness. The message has been valid up to today. There are, unfortunately, the ones who use them in current conflicts. The novel refers then not only to Elk and Masuria reality or the problem of homeland perception, but it is also meant to come to terms with the author's own nation. The readers will benefit from it as the inspiration to analyze the Polish-German relationships and the lives of the people living on the border of cultures.